besides the prom. Other set pieces included the teen witch's bedroom, complete with a bloody pentagram, black candles, and a human sacrifice, all the tacky accoutrements a real witch would never stoop to using. A classroom in which a homicidal chemistry teacher terrorized his students, a daycare full of evil munchkins running amok, and a cheer practice gone heinously wrong. "I think this one was a win," Letha replied, with a nod that rippled the slick veil of her pink and purple dipped black hair. Courtesy of her Japanese mom, Letha had the kind of shining, slippery tresses I'd spent my teens chasing with too many products and an elaborate straightening regimen before giving up the dream in my 20s. Thematically consistent, but with enough variety to keep them on their toes. A lively palette, compelling audio, wet work decent, but not overdone. A vast improvement over the circus of the damned, no question. I frowned, chewing on a knuckle. "You don't think it all feels just a bit uninspired?" "Uninspired?" She glanced over at a tableau unfolding by the punch table. The teen witch cackling above a cheerleader caught in the thrashing death throes of the poison punch. "I mean, it's a little slapstick, sure, but that's part of the fun. Looks like the tourists are eating it up." "I suppose." I nibbled on the inside of my cheek, trying to deduce what integral piece it was that I felt might be missing. "The narrative feels a little lackluster to me, that's all. Like there's not enough heart." Letha tilted her head, flicking me a bemused look. "Unless you mean that literally, which, yes, no bloody ventricles currently featured in the program, I'm really not following, Ys. This is one of our most elaborate takes yet, and the reviews bear it out too. Whatever we do next, we'd be smart to keep it along similar lines." She was right. We'd noticed a significant uptick in ticket sales over the past 6 months. Much more revenue pouring in from the haunted house than we'd seen in years. Part of it was the fact that since Emmy Harlow had won the victor's wreath during the Gauntlet of the Grove last Samhain, the town's magic was no longer exclusively favoring the Blackmoors. Thistle Grove's wealthiest and most powerful magical family, and our primary competitors for immersive entertainment. As a result, the rest of us were finally getting our fair slice of the tourist pie again. And now that we were well into spring, we were considering a redesign for the upcoming Flower Moon Festival, a town celebration organized around Beltane, the pagan holiday that usually brought the most tourists we saw outside of Halloween. I should have been stoked to launch into a revamp. There had been a time when I loved nothing more than bringing a new horror story to life, especially the costumes for the cast. I used to lose myself for weeks in the design, even dreaming in fashion sketches, their flowing lines and throbs of color weaving through my delta waves as they stitched themselves into full-blown garments while I slept. Managing the haunted house might have been my day job, but for a long time, designing those costumes had also been my joy. Maybe the real problem wasn't that fiendish 80s murder prom didn't have enough heart. Maybe the trouble was that my heart wasn't in it anymore. A thing I felt guilty enough about that I hadn't even mustered up the courage to share it with Letha, who knew everything else worth knowing about my life, and had since we'd been creepy toddlers together. "I guess I'll have to talk it through with Elena," I said, suppressing a reflexive wince. I had a debrief and planning session scheduled with her at the Emporium right after the walkthrough. To say I wasn't looking forward to a dialogue with my mother, especially in her role as Avramov matriarch, barely brushed the surface of understatement. It's her call in the end anyway. Maybe she'll want to keep a successful show in place for another season. Make it easy on us. Letha stopped dead, so abruptly that one of the ghastly dancing couples collided with her. She shot them a glare so concentrated and intimidating that they hastily sidled away, discarding any budding plans of drawing her into the scene. Maybe they recognized her as one of their bosses, or maybe it was just the intense Capricorn energy Letha exuded. Despite her filigreed features and the general pastel goth aesthetic, Letha had that effect on people, like one of those gorgeous tropical frogs that actually signaled their danger with pretty colors.